Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You live for planning the perfect trip. The thrill of comparing hotels, scoring that impossible reservation, and piecing together an unforgettable itinerary. You already think like a travel advisor, so why not just be one? Fora is a modern travel agency built for people who love to plan vacations and help others travel well. As a Fora advisor, you'll be set up for success with best-in-class training, powerful booking tools, and a vibrant global community of experts sharing real insider tips. Fora helps you turn your love of planning vacations into a business with a flexible, meaningful stream of income, with commission on every hotel, cruise, and activity you book. And with access to more than 7,000 preferred partners, you'll unlock VIP perks like upgrades, resort credits, and late checkout, giving you and your clients the kind of elevated travel experiences regular travelers simply don't get. Getting started is as easy as booking trips for people you already know. Become a Fora advisor today at foratravel.com/earn. That's foratravel.com/earn.
Hello, I am so excited to welcome you to the very first Millennial TV podcast. We are your hosts, Candace, Liz, and Adrian, and we're going to be walking you through the what is, in my opinion, best era of reality TV, and to be honest, TV in general. It's the Millennial era, and it's pretty much anywhere between 1990 up to about 2012. This podcast is a passion project and dream of mine. And when I say that, I really mean that. I have been wanting to do something like this for years, and I'm so excited that you're joining us on this journey. We are going to start with the one and only Laguna Beach, and we'll also be talking about relevant pop culture news and other fun things, but I thought it would be a good idea to introduce ourselves first. So I'm Candace. I was born and raised in the Silicon Valley in California. I am a true millennial at heart when it comes to everything from my side part to my skinny jeans. I fully revel in my millennial status, and don't make me try to change. And I moved about 6.5-7 years ago to the East Coast, which was a crazy change, but I'm about a month or so out from my certification for medical assisting. But other than that, I am obsessed with reality TV, with trash reality TV, to be exact. I watch everything from Sister Wives to Dan's Moms to The Hills to Laguna Beach to America's Next Top Model. Pretty much anything that there is, I watch it. And growing up, I started off with talk shows with my mom, Ricky Lake, Jenny Jones, all that kind of stuff. And I spent a lot of time watching these shows, and I'll go through phases where I rewatch them. And I thought for a while that there was no one else that could possibly be doing this as much as me. And then I found Reddit, and I didn't post much on the Hill subreddit until I got the idea for this Millennial TV podcast. I posted if anybody was wanting to do a rewatch of Laguna Beach and do a podcast with me, and I actually got so many responses, and it was very exciting. I did several interviews, and that's where I found my co-hosts, Liz and Adrian. We connected right off the bat, and it was honestly gravy from there because it's been such a fun ride. But you guys can follow up here and tell everyone how you found me.
Hi, I'm Liz. A little about me. I grew up in Michigan, but I live in San Diego, and I've been here since 2005. I am 36, and me and my husband have been married for 11 years. His name is Kyle, and we have two daughters. Me and Kyle, we both do video editing, and then I also do audio editing for work, and we are theme park junkies. We love all things cheesy tourist attractions, and of course, reality shows. We have two cats, and we love living in our little suburb of San Diego. So when I moved to San Diego, I was 18, and I didn't know anybody, but I made my mom drive us up to Laguna Beach one day, and we spent the day there. We went to the beach, and we walked in the downtown area, and then when The Hills started airing, I was making plans to move to Los Angeles to go to film school. And I lived in LA for the year of 2008. And so I was actually living there when The Hills was still airing. So that was really cool to be able to go to some of the different places that they went to on the show. And it's always just been a comfort show for me. If nothing's on to watch, I will just put that on and I always come back to it. This past May, I was cruising The Hills subreddit and I came across the post that Candace had made. And I never ever post on Reddit. I'm always a lurker, but I decided to step out of my comfort zone and comment. And then we talked and it was like an instant connection. And this has just been super exciting for me. Yeah, it's just been awesome making two new friends. And it's really hard to make friends as an adult. And so this has been really awesome having two new friends to hang out with each week, even though we don't live in the same state or anything. It's just been great. So I'm really excited to see what happens.
Hey everyone, I'm Adrian. I live in Vancouver, Canada, and I'm currently 29, but I'll be turning 30 in less than a month here. I'm on the younger side of the millennial spectrum, but I do have a sister that's 7 years older than me. So growing up, we watched a bunch of different shows together, anything from Gilmore Girls all the way to Hannah Montana for me, because I was really clinging on to that childhood. I started watching Laguna Beach when I was in middle school, I think at the end of middle school. And I actually started with season two when it was airing on MTV. And I loved it so much. I went to Future Shop and bought the DVDs for seasons one and two. In school, you know, I never really had anyone to talk to about Laguna Beach. Most of my friends weren't really into reality TV, and people back then would really laugh when you talked about watching reality TV. But I was watching things like Real World, Road Rules, Life of Ryan, Next, like the OG Kardashians, but I just never had anyone to talk to about these things. And then when Steven and Kristen started the Back to the Beach podcast, I was so excited. Like every Tuesday, I would wake up, listen to the podcast while I walked my dog in the morning. And then after that, I would go on Reddit to read all of the comments that people had about that episode. And I'm one of those Reddit lurkers like Liz. I rarely comment and mostly just go on to read about people's advice or opinions. But one day I saw this post asking if anyone was interested in hosting a podcast about Laguna Beach. And something in me just said that I had to post and comment on that. So here we are. And it's been so awesome getting to know these two ladies. And I can't wait to talk through all the drama with all of you.
Today, we are recapping season one, episode one of Laguna Beach, A Black and White Affair. If you want to follow along with us, you can watch on Netflix in the US, or if you're in Canada like Adrian, you can watch on the CTV website. And now let's jump right into the episode. Okay, ladies, are we ready to get into some Laguna Beach drama?
Let's do it.
All right. So the fun thing that I did was I found the original air date, which took me back. September 28th, 2004, which was a very different time, if you'll remember. I was thinking kind of about reality TV before I got into this and where it was in the 2000s, and it was a very different world. Like, I feel like we have to set the scene because the reality TV shows that were happening then were like True Life or The Real World or a game show. Like there wasn't really anything that was like dramatized reality. Like that didn't quite exist yet, which I think what made Laguna Beach really unique, because we were so used to like documentary style things that, you know, were very clearly like produced. But this, we weren't sure, like, is it real? Is it not real? Like, what's happening? Mm-hmm. And I think that was the draw and the excitement of the whole thing. And I just wanted to ask you guys, how did you start watching the show, or how did you get interested in Laguna Beach?
I just started watching it when I was in high school, and I graduated in 2005. So I was in the same class as like Kristen and all of them. So starting watching a show like that when it was my life was like that at the time was very, I felt very seen, you know, very like, it made me feel, okay, it's not just me growing through relationship drama and things like that.
Yeah.
So Yeah, that's how I started it, yeah. I think, yeah.
Were you Team Kristen or Team Lauren?
I was Team Lauren all the way. I love Kristen now as an adult. I'm like, she's such a badass. I love her. But yeah, I was always Team Lauren. And I mean, she's still my favorite for sure.
Adrian, what about you?
So I actually only started midway during season 2, and I was just scrolling, you know, MTV. That's how we all used to find TV shows back then, is you would just put on a channel, look at the guide, and just watch whatever's on.
Oh, I miss it.
And I saw Laguna Beach, and I don't know, I guess it was running like a marathon or something one day, and I just like cycled through a bunch of episodes and loved it. I mean, what is better than a love triangle with beautiful people in a scenic town in high school? And I mean, now that I think about it, maybe I am Team Kristen because I started in season 2 where she was the narrator.
Oh, yeah. No, I see that.
That makes sense. Yeah.
I totally see that.
So I've always liked her better and saw her point of view as a, you know, Lauren's there to steal her boyfriend. Like, she was there first and she's Steven's girlfriend. So maybe that all came because I saw it from her point of view in season 2. So that's very interesting.
Yeah.
So I graduated in 2009. So these cast members were definitely older than me and I looked up to them so hard. I definitely, like, I emulated my style after them. I started talking like them. I was like all about this show. And I remember very distinctly, it was like late night and I was like finishing up my homework and an MTV commercial came on and it was a preview for the Bonfire episode. And I just remember seeing Kristen telling Steven, I don't want to talk about it right now. I don't want to talk about it right now, Steven. We'll talk about it later. And I was just like, what's going on here? Like, I was like, I'm like so tuning in for this. And it was like Laguna Beach, 10 p.m., like Tuesdays or whatever. And I was like, absolutely, I'm in. And then I pretty much started watching from there. So, and I was definitely Team Lauren all the way. I wanted her and Steven to end up together and have babies. And I was all about it. I really wrote or died for Lauren Conrad. She was the original Taylor Swift in my life, I'll tell you that. Maybe one day on the podcast I'll read my paper about how Lauren Conrad was my hero that I wrote in ninth grade.
My goodness. I would love to hear that.
And my 14-year-old self writing about Lauren Conrad being my hero. And it's funny because my teacher at the time was like 23 and she loved reality TV too, so she was like so into it. And she wrote all over my paper, like she had all these questions for me. I remember I thought it was so cool. She was like, do you really think she's like that in real life? And like, you know, she was like totally asking me all the stuff about it. It was awesome.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I would love to read it.
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
One day I'll read it on the podcast. It'll be a special episode. So we start off with Lauren Conrad herself, kind of picture perfect, picturesque surfer town of Laguna Beach. And Lauren's walking along the beach with her perfect California look, tank top over bikini top with skirt and flip-flops in her hand with her sun-kissed bleach blonde hair. And we get introduced to Lo, represented by Lauren as kind of a ride-or-die friend and that she was there with her through senior year. Next up is Christina, the Reverend's daughter. No, really, she is, says Lauren, and I loved that.
I wrote that line down. Yep.
Yeah, no, really, she is. She is.
Like, I didn't believe you.
My mom was the Reverend's daughter, so I always thought that was funny because she, and I'm like, that was my mom in high school. They lump Morgan in with her, saying that Morgan's goal is to save herself for the right guy. And I really just have to say that I cringe because I would hate to be introduced as this in high school to all of my friends and the world.
Oh, yeah. How embarrassing.
Like, right? Like, her whole goal is to save herself for the right guy. Like, oh my God, that's awful.
I don't want people to know that. I know. I was like, I get it from a producer's standpoint that you want to, like, carve this girl as this, like, girl with upstanding morals that's, like, different from the rest of the people who are hooking up. But, like, to even put that kind of a stereotype on a teenage girl.
Oh, I would have been so upset.
Yes.
Weird. Weird.
Because now everybody who watches is like, well, that girl is off limits.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. Like, yeah.
I'm like, oh my God. I hope that it didn't affect her that much because that would have really bothered me back then. But she seems to be doing just fine with her life. So good for Morgan. Then we get Trey, who is the serious one with the best party house in Laguna. And I always thought Trey was
super cute.
Same.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he was so, like, sure of himself. I was like, everybody's obsessed with Steven, but it's about Trey, man. Talon is next, and we're told he's a playboy. And according to Lauren, he's hooked up with most of the girls at their school twice. Talon, I feel like there should have been an episode called Talon, 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 because that is all I think when I see him on screen is just, oh, Talon. Then Lauren introduces Kristen, which she sounds oh so thrilled about. We get introduced to her as a hot drama queen that can't stand Lauren. Then we get introduced to the reason for all the animosity between Lauren and Kristen, and it's Steven, the quintessential California surfer boy. Lauren says, I guess he's kind of her boyfriend, which is insane to me now, knowing that, yes, that was Kristen's boyfriend, and you were just the other woman. Yep. But back then, you're like, no, like, he belongs with Lauren. Kristen's the wrong girl. And I fully bought into that, but it's just, it's so funny that they made her go in and record. I guess he's kind of her boyfriend. I'm like, oh, those producers. But Lauren then says they're super close and they've been going to college together in San Francisco, and she's just waiting for Steven to realize that Kristen is the wrong girl for him. Then Elsie introduces herself as Lauren, and her friends call her Elsie, that she's always been the nice girl, but this year she wanted to go for what she wanted, and all of this started at the black and white party. Dun, dun, dun. Then we get the coming clean theme. And I have so many things to say about this theme song. And the first thing is, why are they all so pretty?
That is exactly what I have down too. I'm like, they are such a beautiful, pretty, handsome group of friends. I'm like, there is no way that this is normal high school.
Right. They look like they could all be on a CW television show. Like, yeah, totally. They truly have this model, like, look about them. And I'm jealous. They're gorgeous. Every single one of them.
They're also not awkward. Like, as teenagers, you kind of carry yourself in, like, a kind of, like, awkward way sometimes. But, like, they were so confident and acted as if they were, like, 25 or something.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
It's funny because Kristen says on the Back to the Bar, or not Back to the Bar, Josh, Back to the Beach. There's two different podcasts. Back to the Beach podcast, she says that she had no idea what she was doing and she was just as insecure as everybody else. And I think we all feel that way when you look back at high school.
Mm-hmm.
There's people who tell me, like, oh, I thought you were so cool. And I was, like, afraid to talk to you. And I was like, are you kidding? Like, I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't know what I was talking about. I didn't know anything. Like, I was so not that person, but I think you just give off the vibe that you think is cool and people interpret that however. And I think that's what's happening with most of these kids. I don't think they had any idea what they looked like or seemed like or anything like that, which makes the show really fun, actually. So we start off with our girls at Lauren's house, Lo, Morgan, Christina, and Lauren, talking about planning a party while eating chips and salsa on Lauren's deck. The girls talk about previous parties they've had, aristocrat themes and dress up, and what kind of themes they want to do this time. They decide on black and white cocktail party, and no one is let in unless fully decked, and it's going to be in a hotel. My 20th birthday was emulated after this, for sure.
No way.
That's awesome. Yes. Mm-hmm. My friends and I had these little meetings, everything with the guest list and figuring it out. And I rented an Embassy Suites hotel room. And the theme was pajama party because we were going to get drunk. So we wanted to be comfortable. And we also wanted to wear cute nightgowns in front of the boys. And yeah, I wanted a Laguna Beach black and white affair vibe.
Oh, that's so awesome.
I noted, I'm like, these four sitting around together talking about planning a party. Again, they appear so much older. They're like four housewives with their children in school, and they're sitting home planning a party. And Lo mentions that
with her little polo.
Their little polo. Lo talks about how they had an aristocrat party before. And I'm like, how old are these people? I'm like, granted, I was a bit younger when the show came out, but I'm like, I had laser tag parties. Okay.
Yeah.
Parties. Yes. I'm like, I'm not hosting like themed parties. Of what's happening school, here?
Yeah. Right?
Who had the money to go out and buy clothes, outfits, rent like the hotel? Although now we know from the podcast, Back to the Beach, producers rented that for them.
Yeah.
But like, to throw such a fancy party it did not look like that in my high school.
Oh, no, yeah. Me neither.
There was a time where, like, it was really popular to have a dress-up party, like, for your 16th birthday, where mm-hmm. everybody wears a nice outfit. And I remember most of it was, like, you'd wear the dress that you wore to 8th grade graduation.
Yeah.
It was all that you had.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And so, I mean, that was definitely popular, but we certainly weren't having black and white cocktail parties.
Yeah.
And again, when I was having my 20th birthday party, like, it was not black and white cocktail. We were like pajamas. Like, it was not, we were not trying to do that. They start talking about the guest list, to which Kristen comes up and Lo says, drama. And Lauren just kind of coughs and says, yeah, clearly there's something going on there. They set that up nicely. And of course, the very next scene is Kristen lounging in her pool, or what we're supposed to think is her pool, because we know from Back to the Beach that was not her house, nor her pool, nor was it filmed anywhere near the black and white party, because it was a pickup scene that was filmed afterwards. But the main thing that I'm looking at here is, holy crap, did they sexualize a 17-year-old girl?
I actually wrote down that exact same thing. Like, how did they get away with that? Yeah.
Yeah, it is very, like, sexualized.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm surprised that Kristen went along with it. Now, again, she was 17, so I guess you kind of just do whatever they tell you. And I think that was a big part of the show being successful, too, was that those kids kind of just did whatever the producers told them to do. Because they were like, whatever, you know, it's one thing I'm doing. It's not going to follow me around forever, but kind of did. So.
And again, made them appear so much older.
Yes.
And I also wrote, like, part of, I mean, yes, they are totally sexualizing the image of, like, a teenage girl. But Kristen being so confident and playing right into it, it was like you totally bought it. Because, again, she wasn't, like, an awkward teenager. She was there being like, this is me. This is my body. I know I look good. I'm going to show it off on camera.
Yep.
Yeah, oh, yeah, watching it, I still wish that I had a body like hers to this day.
Me too.
So, I mean, listen, if you're going to be exploited, at least you were exploited in your prime.
Yes,
like,
exactly.
She looks good.
Yeah. She looks so good.
So Kristen gets out of the pool and she answers her phone and it's Alex H. on the line. She says they're going to hang out later, but she's going to go visit Steven first. And Alex asks how they're doing, and she says they're doing really good. And then we get a fun little puppy love scene with Kristen and Steven. Kristen goes to see Steven at work, and they are so cute. They talk about Trey's barbecue that Steven is going to after work, and Kristen says she's not going if Lauren's going.
I have to say, Steven's shirt in that scene, I felt like I knew 100 guys who owned that same shirt. It was like the Abercrombie with the blue stripe. And I just, like, brought me back. I was like, oh my gosh, like, that shirt specifically.
I feel like that's such a California thing, though. Like, did
guys
have the surfer look in Canada?
Not as much.
Yeah.
He definitely wore Hollister, but it wasn't to this degree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's definitely, like, a California kind of look.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing I noted was Kristen's long dangly earrings, which I said were so big back in the day. Because, like, you would wear whatever was, like, funky or cool, or if you like stars, you would
chunky
wear that
jewelry. Yeah.
But now everything's, like, aesthetic. You got to be, like, gold or marble, turtle shell, minimalistic.
Yeah.
Like, everything's just got to, like, have that look. But back then it was, like, throw whatever you have on that you think is cute.
I still do that. I'm pretty sure Kristen said that the I'm not going if Lauren's going was a soundbite or something the producers made her say. And you can kind of tell it doesn't sound like it fits into that conversation. Like, the audio just sounds a little weird.
And her back was turned to the camera when we heard it too. Yeah.
Yeah, and the Dance Moms cast always says, if you don't see our mouths moving and physically saying the words, we did not say it in that scene, or we were forced to say it later.
So,
I'm pretty sure that's what happened. But it's funny because she sounds so irritated when she says it, and I wonder if it's because she was genuinely irritated at the time at Lauren, or if they were like, sound really irritated when you say this. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how produced that line was, because it is pretty iconic. I'm not going if Lauren's going. Then we move on to the barbecue. It starts with Lauren leaving Lo a message on the phone that she's the only senior girl there, basically begging Lo to come and save her. Then Polster is telling people how to knock to get in, and I thought that was so funny for some reason. He's just like, you gotta, like, dun 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 dun, and then dun dun dun.
Yeah.
Yep. And I'm like, I don't know who he's talking to, but it's so funny. Also, random thought of mine is I used to think that Polster was so random and cool, and that name was like so random and cool. And then I found out that his name is actually Lauren Polster.
Oh.
Is it?
It is. It's Lauren, L-O-R-E-N.
Another Lauren?
Yes, that's what I said. I'm like, so we have Alex H, who's actually Lauren, but then she went by Alex because it's her middle name. Then we have Lo, who's Lauren as well, and Lauren, L-C, and Lauren Polster.
That's crazy.
So, yeah, so many Laurens. But yeah, I just thought Polster was, I was like, what a unique name. It's not even his first name. So now that makes more sense to me. So then Dieter gets introduced as Steven's wingman and kind of like the voice of reason. I always had a soft spot for Dieter. He was always so sweet to Jessica when he was dating her, and I just always had like a really soft spot for him. But and he was a really good friend to Lauren as well. And yeah, they're still friends.
He was a really good guy. Yeah.
Which makes me really happy. So he comes in and he's asking Lauren why she's upset and if she wants to leave. And Lauren says no, but it's clear that she's waiting for Steven. Dieter asks if she's going to spend the night at Steven's house, and Lauren just gives him a sneaky little look before they're distracted by Polster wearing a silly hat. And I always thought that this scene was strange because Steven and Lauren were always like, yeah, but we weren't actually going to hook up. Like, we weren't actually going through each other's houses. And I'm like, this scene is not fake.
I know. Like, I know.
Like, you cannot tell me that this was acting. Like, there's no way. I just don't believe them.
I agree. They were going to call it producing, the magic of editing and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But, like,
the looks
that they were giving each other and those glances. And, like, later in the episode, they argue about this night. But, like, it's totally the night, I feel like, that they hooked up.
Something happened, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I know some things are pieced together and some of the looks are pieced together, but this particular moment where Dieter asks her if she's going to sleep over at Steven's and she gives him that look, I'm like, that was so real. That was so real. You can't you can't tell me it wasn't. So I'm calling bullshit. That should be a game we play. We call bullshit.
Yes.
Then they're talking about going bubble bathing, which they explain as putting bubble bath into jacuzzis to create a massive amount of bubbles. On the Back to the Beach podcast, Steven said that this conversation was 100% real, which makes it funnier to me. I also love how Lauren instantly moms them and tells them it's mean and not to go through with it, because that would have been me. I would have been like, that's so mean. Don't do that. You're going to get in trouble.
It makes you feel like she's boring, but honestly, I am with her.
Yes.
I'd be like, what the hell are you guys doing?
Yeah.
That is not fun.
And then I love how she says, why? Why would you do that? And Polster's like, because it's fun. Lauren's like,
Lauren
no.
is us. We are Lauren.
Yeah, we are Lauren in that moment for sure. And I just remember, like, do you remember talking your guy friends down from doing stupid shit?
Oh, yes.
Like, this is so accurate of high school. You're just like, don't do that. Like, girls clearly mature faster than boys because they wanted to do some dumbass things.
Mm-hmm.
Like back then, for sure. So then Steven arrives, and the whole party is so excited to see him. He is the man of the hour, but especially Lauren. Lauren instantly runs up and hugs him, and it's a wonderful little reunion of Steven and Lauren, and they're so cute together. Then we bounce to Kristen's house. Kristen and Alex are giving each other pedicures and gossiping. Alex asks if Kristen knows if Steven has talked to Lauren lately. Kristen says they're friends, but she's a stuck-up little brat. I'm eye-rolling because Kristen admits on the podcast that a lot of things she said about Lauren were just because she was insecure, which is, I agree wholeheartedly, because most girls are insecure in high school and then talk shit about other girls only because of this. I know I did. But I get it, because Lauren was definitely trying to steal her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And I would be insecure about that girl too. I mean, Lauren's gorgeous, and definitely Steven was not telling her no. He wasn't very good at that. So, you know, I get where Kristen's coming from.
If any girl is flirting with my boyfriend, I would talk shit about them.
Absolutely.
Okay? And if my boyfriend was giving her, like, the time of day, oh my God, that would just drive me insane.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely. And then they're close friends, like
good friends.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, cute. You know, like not about it. So So then she says, if you and Steven had babies, they'd be so good looking. And Kristen says, yeah, because Steven's all tan. And Kristen admitted on Back to the Beach that she said this was the dumbest thing she said ever said on the show. And yeah, I remember watching that for the first time and being like, what? That doesn't make any sense. Your babies are not going to be tan out the womb, I gotta tell you. Then they talk about how hot Steven is and how into Kristen he is, and Alex says he likes you so much, and he's like admitting it to you, and Kristen says she can't believe it. And I actually think it's so cute because I totally remember like a guy really liking you for the first time and saying that he really liked you, and you're just like, oh my God, why? Because you're just like an insecure teenage girl, and it feels so good and so nice. And like, clearly Steven really was very much into her, and it's very cute. I appreciate the relationship a lot more watching it as an adult because I was so like blinded by the Lauren propaganda that I was like, ew, no, Kristen sucks. But now I'm like, aw. I'm like, they were really cute.
Yeah, her whole reaction in that part was definitely real. I felt the same way. I was like, oh my gosh, like, I miss feeling like that.
She's like, I know, I can't believe it. And I was like, oh, it's the cutest thing ever.
They were definitely in love at that time.
Yeah. So then we go back to Trey's barbecue. It seems to be dwindling down a bit, and they're talking about invites going out for the black and white party. Then we get the most amazing thing ever, which is the sequence of Lauren and Steven just exchanging longing, flirty looks at each other, set to music. And it is painfully obvious the editing team just stitched all these scenes together, but they are so funny. Like, I was cracking up because I paused it and was like, is anybody else seeing this? Like, I'm watching it by myself, but is anybody else seeing this? Like, this is insanity. Like, they just did this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was watching it, and a couple of those scenes, I was like, she's, like, looking at nothing, you know? Like, she's just, like, staring off, and they somehow made it look like, no, she's looking at him. It was hilarious. I wrote the same thing down,
I put, there was barely any conversation in that scene. Like, no one's talking to each other. But you know what? It gave us so much.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I even wrote, I'm like, did they hook up after this? All signs point to yes.
My favorite look she gives is she's like sitting there in her it makes me laugh every time. She's sitting there in her chair and she's like leaned back and she has a necklace on or something and she like pulls at it and she like bites her lip and does like a big sigh. I'm like, she literally looks like a Disney princess, like longing after her prince. Like, it's so funny. I'm like, it's just Steven Coletti. And the song that's playing in the background is one of my favorite songs from the soundtrack, which I, of course, yes, I had the Laguna Beach soundtrack on CD, and I loved it. It is a track called I Can't Help Myself by Vaughn Penn, and it's actually played twice in season one, and it's amazing. So if you're ever, like, sitting around wanting your Laguna Beach vibes, check it out. It's a very good song. So Steven then says, I want to go to my house. And Lauren looks at him and smiles, implying that they're going to leave together. Then he hits her arm playfully and says, come over. Then, scandalously, they both leave the party together. Mm. Now, Steven says that they didn't leave together and they didn't go back to his house. But then why does he tell her, come over? Is my question. I don't think that was just snuck in there. I think somebody's trying to cover something. Mm-hmm. And that was my biggest issue with the Back to the Beach podcast was I feel like they didn't give me enough dirt.
I agree with that.
And I feel like they covered up more than necessary.
Steven especially.
I agree.
Like, maybe they were worried somebody was going to get mad about something.
But after so many years and talking about your, like, high school relationship that you have no romantic feelings for anymore, he should have spilled it to us. Yes. He should have given us more because, like, it wouldn't matter. And, you know, talking candidly about Lauren, I feel like she wouldn't have cared either. Like, it was like a cute thing for fans to like reminisce about and look at.
So do you want to hear my theory?
I'm scared.
I think Steven's still a little in love with Kristen.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you think?
Mm-hmm. And you know why I think that? I didn't think that. When I first started listening to the podcast, I was like, no, I didn't. I was like, yeah, they're just, you know, whatever. And then Kristen said something about how she has always talked to her exes, but she didn't talk to Steven when she was married at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, that's weird.
That is weird, yeah.
And Lauren still talks to Steven, and she's married.
Yeah.
And I thought, interesting. And then the rest of the podcast, he kind of kept, like, anytime anything bad happened between him and Kristen, he would, like, try to sweep it under the rug or, like, try to play like it was different than it was. And I was just like, Steven, are you, like, still... do you still have feelings for our girl Kristen? Because, bro, I think she's good.
I think he gives her a lot of passes throughout the podcast, like in her behavior and all that kind of stuff. But I chalk it up to him just being like kind of a passive, like non-confrontational kind of guy and just like, you know, giving her so many passes. But hey, if they end up dating, I would love it.
Oh my gosh.
Well, and then he's always like, oh, I loved you so much back then. I was really into you. Like, you were everything. And I'm like, it's funny how we still remember those feelings, Steven. And Kristen's just like, yeah, I sucked back then. So that's just my theory. But I guess time will tell, won't it? So they both leave the party together. And then we move to a completely different day. And we're at Lauren's house. And Lauren's house is under major construction. We meet Jim and Kathy, Lauren's parents, for the first time, and Steven comes over to check out the new house. Lauren gives Steven the grand tour. Lauren has a closet for clothes and shoes and purses. Separate closets. which, dang, this house is beautiful. And I gotta tell you, whenever they were selling it at the end of the hills, I was so sad. I was like, this house is amazing. Don't sell it. Keep it in the family forever.
Yeah, they should have just spent so much
time. You spent so much time building it. Yeah. And your kids grew up there. And I love that house. I've always admired that house. And I was super sad about that.
If you think about it, by the time you save enough money to like build and design your own home, you're probably in your 50s, let's say, where you build that dream home.
Yeah.
But you only have a few more years before your kids like grow up, leave the nest, and go to college and stuff. Yeah. So it's actually such a weird thing because like you work so hard to build this dream home for your family, but they don't even, you don't even get to live with them in that house for such a long time. So.
And I always thought it was weird that they were doing it Lauren's senior year, but then I realized she had siblings and I was like, oh, okay. Like not too weird. But I was like, your kid is like fully moving out and you just gave her two closets, but you know. You can see all of Laguna from Lauren's pool. Lauren points out Kristen's house and Steven completely changes the subject to going to San Francisco for school together. And Lauren mentions not wanting to leave Laguna, and I don't blame her. I would love to live in Laguna Beach. It looks amazing. Everyone always asks me if where I grew up was like that, and I'm like, no, it was a little tiny tech town, and I had to drive 30 minutes to the beach either way. So,
not the same.
One more thing in that scene. Did you notice that when she was telling Steven where everything went, she was like, you're on my bed.
Oh, yeah.
And she totally said that on purpose.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah. I didn't even think about it like that. Yeah, that's so funny. Yeah, that's funny.
It's like totally a thing you would say to a guy you like.
Yeah.
So,
oh, yeah.
It was so forward. You're I mean, in my for bed. Cameras to be there too. Oh, my God.
That's funny. I've seen the show 100 times and I never even thought of it like that.
I always get caught up on that line. I'm like, Lauren.
We see you, girl. We see you. So then we move to Kristen and Talon eating yogurt together. And it's a little awkward. And I always thought it was awkward in this scene, which kind of makes sense now that I've listened to Kristen and Steven's podcast, because Kristen says like that she wouldn't normally just go have yogurt with Talon. That wasn't something that they did. So it was clearly something that the show asked them to do. And it was clearly something the show asked Talon to ask her about Steven. They don't just sit around and talk about Steven. Right. So, and I just have to say, Kristen's outfit is amazing here. It is the most so 2000s cute. Thing I've ever seen. Long sleeve turtleneck, mini jean skirt with a bulky belt and UGG boots.
And a nude lip.
Yes, and a nude lip.
Yep.
And the Ugg boots and the miniskirt thing was so popular after this. I remember it so clearly. Like, that was the outfit. And I didn't have Uggs. I never had them. They didn't look right on me. I wasn't a huge fan. But, like, I, like, if I could have emulated this look, I would have. This was it. Every girl had this outfit. So Kristen talks to Talon about how Steven lied, telling Kristen he was going to bed early, but then she found out he was at Lauren's house. Talon asks if they hooked up, and Kristen says Steven said that they didn't. Talon says their relationship seems on and off, and that it's a cycle of hooking up with Kristen, and then Lauren, and then Kristen, and then Lauren. And then Talon comes in on the side every once in a while.
Weird. That was such a weird comment. Yeah. And like, did producers tell him to say that?
Yeah.
Did he come up with that line by himself? Who the heck says stuff like that?
Talon. Like, this is gonna be my mantra. Like, he is so forward. And I always flash back to, and I don't know if it's in season one or season two, I can't remember, but he's in the hot tub with like three girls.
Oh, one. Yeah, I remember season that. One. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what is happening? Yeah. Like, why? And Talon's a junior.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, gosh. So Talon says our town is small. We need another girl. Talon says he's so sick of hooking up with the same girl. Kristen asks who, and Talon says, you know it's you. Talon really played his part. I think he knew exactly what they were trying to do, and he was so for it, which why wouldn't you? Of course, you want to look like the playboy, the guy who's getting all the girls. You could tell that he knew, like, what the show was going to be, which I don't think anybody else had a clue. But even Steven says on the podcast that Talon just made things easy, like, when he was around and in the scenes. Mm-hmm. He was just easy, and he could kind of, like, implement himself into things well. So I think Talon did a great job. Oh, he did his job, and I'm sure the producers loved working with him.
Yes.
Kristen finishes the scene with, I hate Lauren. She's just like, get out of my life.
Yes. Yeah.
So then Lo and Lauren check out the hotel for the party, and the hotel manager tells them that they need to be concerned with noise control and is hoping that there will be no dance party. Haha. Yeah, I don't think you can ever put teenagers in a room together and ask them to keep the noise down. So, you know.
I have to tell you guys, I out of curiosity, I looked up the hotel, and it's still there. I noticed that the hotel guy said it was like $700 a night. Like, he said that to them, like, okay. But I looked it up, and I found, like, you can still rent the King Suite. Like, there's photos of it on the website. And I was like, oh, there it is. That's the room. And now
we should go.
Now it's $1,500 a night. So it's doubled.
Oh,
I know.
My God.
We should go and have our own
black and white party. That's what I wrote down. I was like, okay, when this podcast blows up and everybody wants to meet us, we can charge a cover to go to the King Suite. And we'll say, no, we won't be dancing. Don't worry about it. And then we will.
Absolutely. And then we can all go get yogurt and our mini skirts and Uggs.
Yes. And go to the surf shop.
Yeah.
And then surf go to Pomodoro's.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Gosh. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's the plan.
So then we go follow the boys shopping. Steven, Polster, and Trey are all talking about Lauren and Kristen fighting over Steven. Steven says, Kristen is a really good girl to have fun and hook up with. Which is every girl's dream to hear her boyfriend say. And then he says that Lauren would make a better girlfriend. He says he doesn't want to hurt any of them.
What?
I think you hurt Kristen in this scene.
Yeah.
I know.
I would be livid if my boyfriend said that I was a really good girl to have fun and hook up with.
And, you know, they were saying that, like, Kristen dated him throughout her junior year and even, was it her sophomore year as well?
Yeah.
And it's like, hook up with, you've been dating this girl for like more than a year. What are you talking about? And Lauren, who's just like, Lauren is the girl that he's just been hooking up with. So
exactly,
what the heck is he talking about?
Steven says that the producers kind of pushed him into saying that because they were trying to portray certain aspects of the girls. I disagree. I think sometimes you have to take responsibility for the things that you say. Mm-hmm. Even if, like, you can say no. Like, I get it. They're teenagers. But, like, at some point, if I was told to say something about somebody I really cared about that I knew was going to hurt them or that wouldn't make them paint them in a good light, I probably wouldn't say it. So I just, I don't know. I that rubbed me the wrong way. And I totally get why Kristen would be upset about it. He does say, like, you know, I wasn't sitting around talking to my friends about which girl, like, I liked more. So it was just an awkward conversation to begin with. But again, Kristen's your girlfriend. Say yeah, something nice.
Exactly.
So then we move on to Kristen and Steven going on a date. This date does not go well. Steven and Kristen are talking about Kristen being mad at him and Steven not replying to text messages because he's lying. Kristen says, "You're lying to me." He says he's not lying and that he did go to sleep and not Lauren's house, to which Kristen says, "Taylor saw you at 9:15 coming down from Lauren's house." Steven says, after a long pause, "How did she know I was at Lauren's house?" Clearly caught. Kristen says, "Well, you were." Steven continues to defend himself and says he was at Lauren's, but it was 7:30 and they were just talking, which is a big deal, I guess, between 7:30 and 9:15. I don't know. Steven says Lauren told him she doesn't know what to say when people ask about them. And Kristen says she could say you're just friends, which is true. Like, yeah, back then you're like, that was mean. But like, no, she could say you're just friends because you're my boyfriend.
And the fact that he used that as his explanation of why, yeah, he had to go over to her house. Yeah. I mean,
you had to go over to her house to explain to Lauren that you're not together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call her on the phone. Yeah, at your house.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Like, or leave her on red. Okay. Yeah,
like, what?
Who cares?
And I mean, I don't blame Lauren for this because she was truly trying to figure out what was going on. Like, Steven was playing her. You know, I would have done the same thing. I would have been like, can you come over and we can talk and you can, like, tell me what's going on so when people ask me if we're together, I can tell them.
And then secretly wish that you guys would hook up.
Right. And you, yeah, want, you, of course, Lauren wanted him to be like, I love you, not Kristen. And, yeah, you know, of course. But that's not on Lauren. You know, that's on Steven. He had, yeah, a girlfriend and it was up to him to nip it in the bud. And I think he liked the attention.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it was hard for him to, like, completely put that to rest. Which sucks for Lauren.
Yeah. He keeps saying on the Back to the Beach podcast that he was, like, a late bloomer, how he didn't really, like, grow up or, like, feel that he was, like, you know, good-looking, whatever, at that time. So all these, like, beautiful, hot girls giving him attention at that time, I'm sure it wasn't something that he could, like, turn down.
Right.
So Kristen ends this conversation saying that she heard that Steven and Lauren had sex, and then she gets annoyed and says that she doesn't like Lauren, she hates her, and that she is over their relationship if all she is ever going to hear about is him and Lauren. I used to think Kristen was so bitchy in this scene, and I was like, of course he doesn't want to hang out with her, she's such a bitch. But now I'm like, well, yeah, like, if she was genuinely hearing that her boyfriend was having sex up at Lauren's house, I think she had every reason to be, yeah, angry and upset and over their relationship if that was, yeah, all she was, yes, ever going to hear about. It's so funny watching it as, like, an adult because
so different.
It's so different. Yeah. I'm like, of course she's upset. Of course. And of course she sounds like a bitch. I would sound like a bitch. Anybody would. Like, yes, this, yeah, is awful. Steven was very much playing these girls, and it is, I mean, it's delicious to watch, I'll tell you what. But so then we move on to the black and white party prep, and Morgan, Christina, Lauren, and Lo are all getting ready together in the bathroom of the Surf and Sand Hotel, which I totally miss getting ready with your girlfriends for things. That was so fun, and I miss it, and I wish that you still did that as adults, but you don't really, and it's sad. Christina is crimping her hair, which is amazing, and so 2000s. And then we switch to Jessica, Alex, and Kristen getting ready at Kristen's house, and Kristen is the only one wearing a white dress. Kristen states that she's really not into this.
I wrote down that Lo, right before they showed that, she was like, I wish I had a white dress, but I haven't found a cute white dress,
yeah,
like, ever. They're trashy, whatever. And then cut to Kristen in the white dress. I was like, oh, yeah, my gosh. Like,
it was a great cut. So,
oh,
yeah,
it was amazing.
It was so real. Like,
yeah,
Lo was just saying that, and, yeah, it just happened.
It was perfect.
That but Kristen wore a white dress. And, yeah, I know Kristen does say later on, like, that was her white dress.
Yeah, it wasn't planned like that.
Yeah, she, yeah, chose to wear a white dress. It just, yep, it happened that way, and it just, MTV, yep, was like eating it up, I'm sure.
That was just such a perfect cut.
They're like, wear that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. 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 So good.
So then we switch to Steven, Dieter, and Trey, and Steven runs over Dieter's cologne in his car. And Dieter is like so pissed. He's like, you ran over my like $100 fucking cologne, Steven. Like, he's so upset. And I remember I used to watch this with my really good friend in high school, and I was convinced that it wasn't cologne, that it was alcohol that he ran over, because I was like, why is he so mad? It doesn't make any sense. Like, it had to be alcohol. And now looking at it, I'm like, no, that was definitely a cologne bottle.
Yeah, such a little
like,
bottle.
It was
too.
Not that. Yeah. It was not that serious. Like, it was okay. Definitely.
Yeah.
But why was it right next to the car?
Yeah, why was it on the ground at all?
I still don't understand this years later. I'm like, I don't.
Yeah.
There's no reason for that.
Yeah, I don't
to
think
be there.
He has any reason to be mad if he left it there.
Oh, yeah. Right by the tire.
And I love how Dieter's like genuinely so pissed, and Steven's just like cracking up. Like, he can't contain himself. Like, about how mad Dieter is over the fact that he ran over his cologne.
But maybe then it is alcohol if it's right next to the car.
Maybe, true. Yeah.
I mean, we would go back and forth on this all the time and just be like, no, it has to be alcohol. No, it's not. It's cologne. Like, and I have no idea what it was, but these kids were driving. So, like, I hope it wasn't alcohol.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm praying it wasn't alcohol, but who knows. So then we actually get to the black and white party. Lauren and Lo are talking about the rest of the gang arriving, and Lauren says, Dieter said that me, Steven, Kristen, and Jessica are going to stop by and say hi, and then we're cruising over to Polster's. Again, such a cool name. Like, what? We're cruising over to Polster's. Just... sounds cool.
I forgot to say that I noticed at one point Polster's lower third said party enthusiast, and I thought that was really great.
Yeah. How did he get that? It was Steven's wingman, and then Polster party enthusiast.
Yeah. It's like, that's like the coolest lower third.
I think Steven said on the podcast Polster was super pumped about that. Like,
I would party be too, enthusiast. Yeah.
My coworker, I said something, or I was showing her my notes or something, because she watches Laguna Beach, and she saw Polster, and she was like, who is that? And I was like, you don't know who Polster is? Like, like, are
an
you
imposter.
Even a fan? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? Everyone loves Polster. Fake fan.
Yep.
So outside, Kristen is arriving with Steven, and she says that she only wants to stay for 5 minutes. Steven chastises her, and she says, okay, I'm sorry, Steven, I just don't want to hang out with these people right now. And I really feel her, because I feel like I have felt that going into parties even now. Mm-hmm. So yeah. Sometimes you're just not feeling hanging out with these people. It's a feeling. It's, you know,
I have never noticed it before, but that scene specifically, if you look at their mouths, they actually don't say that at all.
Oh, really? Man. I didn't
even
notice.
It's so blatantly obvious when I watch it now. I rewind it and I'm like, they're literally saying other things. Yeah. Like, their mouths are not matching the audio at all.
That's funny.
So it's so interesting.
Yeah, I wonder when that conversation happened then.
Yeah.
Could have been anytime.
Yeah, I know.
Anytime Lauren's there.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Kristen said on Back to the Beach that she didn't really hang out with this group of people, and it makes sense because she's not a senior, and this was a MTV planned party, so why would she want to be there? So I don't really blame her for this, but they obviously make it seem, again, like Kristen's the asshole and doesn't want to hang out with these people. But, I mean, that is awkward, especially when it's a class that you don't hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
So Kristen walks past Lauren without saying hi, and Lauren looks upset when she's hugging Steven.
Hold on. I put, why is Lauren barefoot at her own party? Everyone's in their little cute heels or their dresses, and Lauren opens the door barefoot. I'm like, come on, girl, this is your party.
I know. With her flat iron to hell hair.
Oh,
yeah.
It's like fried.
Yeah. It's so fried. I love her to death, but girl, she probably had to do a lot of work to get her hair back.
Yeah.
After high school. Steven is wearing Trey's suit, and it's blue.
I wrote that down too. I was like, come on, Steven. It's the one rule.
Lauren yells at him and says, this isn't even your suit, it's Trey's suit, and it's blue. So I'm like, go Lauren for calling him out on that. Christina turns on music and tries to get people dancing, and she's like, come on, everyone, dance. And Kristen is so annoyed. She says, nah, and rolls her eyes. And I'm like, she is so me. Like, I'm living for Kristen right now. So then Lo and Lauren are dirty dancing in the bedroom, and it's hilarious because I feel like they've had a couple drinky drinks at this point, and they are having a great time.
It was very cringy dancing.
Yeah.
It was great, though.
I'm like, yeah, this is high school for sure. Kristen is getting increasingly annoyed that they haven't left yet, and in this particular scene, I spot Jen Bunny, the rat. We will see this later, but I really dislike Jen Bunny. And
Morgan, if you notice.
Oh, really?
Alex M's friend. Yeah.
Is Morgan there?
Yeah, Morgan's there too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Huh. I did not see Morgan, but I did see Jen Bunny. I like spot her out like anywhere. I don't trust the girl. I gotta keep my eyes open for her, you know? Lauren says, and this was honestly probably my favorite part, I swear if I hear Kristen say she wants to leave one more time, I'm going to pick her up and physically remove her from the hotel. And it's funny because Kristen's actually standing pretty close to her at this point. And I'm like, Kristen is about to turn around and like throw hands or something. Like, this is going to go bad. But it actually doesn't go bad. It actually just, you know, moves on. And there's another wonderful exchange of looks between Lauren and Stephen before Stephen decides to leave with Kristen. And it was amazing.
So awkward again. It was like, is she moving towards him or not? Like, it was so, yeah, it was good.
I do think it was a little more real here than it was at the barbecue where they were clearly stitching random things together. I think Lauren was super bummed. I think she thought her and Stephen were going to spend way more time together at this party than actually happened. And I don't think she intended for him to bring Kristen for some reason. I thought maybe she had the impression that he was coming alone. That's bummy. I get it. Like, I get why she was bumming. She had a crush and it wasn't going well. So she looks pretty significantly sad that Stephen has left. And she actually says, I'm so bummed right now. And she's talking to a few of the boys and they're talking about going skinny dipping. And Lauren's just like, yeah, this sucks. So she kind of looks forlornly out at sea before the credits roll. And that's our very first episode. So much drama. How do you guys feel after that first episode? Are you hooked? Can you hardly stand it?
Even after all these years later, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. After watching so many reality shows that are so much more manufactured, but so much more drama, I feel like this one had just the right amount of drama to like hook you in. It wasn't overly dramatic where like it's super catty up front. Like it still had that sort of chill vibe, but like, it's still good, even up to today's standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Some of the scenes didn't have a lot of conversation and they were just like, you know, produce scenes where they were catching people looking over at the at the air and whatever. But it was still a great episode.
Yeah. I had a boyfriend who I tried to make watch this show once. And at the end of this episode, he was like, nothing happened. I was like, so much happened. What are you talking about? And he was like, literally nothing happened. He was like, there was this girl who had a boyfriend and they went to a party. I was like, I mean, you clearly don't understand me like, at all.
Gosh,
you know, so much happens in such a little amount of time. And I, doing the notes for this episode, I noticed that it took a really long time to get to the black and white party.
Yeah,
like a lot was going on. Like it was called a black and white affair, but there was a lot going on that had anything to do with the party. So that was interesting to me. But I mean, it's a good first episode. It definitely keeps you wanting more. You want to know what's going to happen with Steven and Lauren and Kristen. And
it really sets it up that like Lauren and Steven will have something down the line. Like I feel like it really looks that way, even with his line of like, you know, Lauren eventually being like the better girlfriend rather than like being with Kristen. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that was something we all looked forward to, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And this is the first episode and we're already implying that Steven is cheating on Kristen with Lauren actively having sex and they're like 16.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It is absolutely nuts. What was your favorite outfit?
My favorite was the jean skirt with the black turtleneck and the belt. That one specifically, I was like, oh my gosh, when she came on screen, it just, I felt like that was me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was good.
Yeah.
I had that one, and I also put down Lowe's black dress. I thought that was really cute. Like, it was super low cut in the front. I mean, I would never wear that in high school, but like 29-year-old me now would love to wear that dress to my own black and white affair.
I also loved the mini skirt and the black turtleneck, but also in the scene where Lauren is showing Steven her house, her hair up in her pony and her plain tank top with her flared jeans. I was just like, that was so my outfit.
And her big white bag.
Yes, the giant purse. You all used to have huge purses that you would carry like everything in.
Yeah, and actually in high school, I remember we stopped wearing backpacks. It was all giant bags where we would like stuff our books into and like kill our shoulders carrying these huge bags. It was like not cool to have a backpack anymore. So yeah, that was awesome. Definitely, I feel like I want to revisit my style because of this show. But everybody would be like, why are you dressed like a 2000s person?
It's going to come back around. The style always does, so.
Yeah, I mean, have you been to Target lately? It's all 90s.
It's weird, yeah.
It's so bizarre. I have to say my favorite moment was, I'm not going if Lauren's going. And Kristen being like a total, like, just not into the party and wanting to leave and just like not into anything. Like, I loved her unapologeticness.
I put my favorite part was when she says, nah, at the black and white party for dancing, because it was just so real. And I'm like, man, I probably would have been scared to say something like that at a party in high school. I would have been, you know, like, I have to get up and dance or whatever. But she was just like, nope.
And then she was like, is this the, like, anti-party party? Like, when she walks into the room. I'm like, oh, gosh. Kristen.
I put Lo in the bathroom getting ready with Morgan and Christina, and she looks over at Christina's dress. She goes, this really? That's so cute. Like, Lo is such a shade assassin.
Oh, I know.
And she's just, like, so funny. Like, it comes off funny, and it's, like, bitchy on camera, but she is so funny. I love her.
They're all talking in that scene about their dresses from previous dances, and Lauren's like, my dress was orange. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, first of all, I need to see this orange dress. And then Lo just goes, my dress was cute.
No regrets.
Yeah, like, go low. All right. I think that concludes our very first episode of MLTV. I'm so excited. That was super fun. I hope you join us again next week for more Laguna Beach drama with season 1, episode 2, The Bonfire.
If you like what you hear, we do this every week, so please subscribe or follow anywhere you podcast. We love hearing from our listeners, so feel free to reach out to us at millennialtv@gmail.com. That is millennialtv@gmail.com. We also have an Instagram. We are Candace, Liz, and Adrian, your Millennial TV hosts, and we will see you next week.